Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. How do you choose the right coach, and how do you make sure you get the most out of the experience? And if you haven't thought about working with a coach yet, go back and listen to last week's Elite Insights on how to know if you're ready for coaching. In the last Elite Insights episode, I shared 4 ways to know if you're ready for coaching. And if you are ready, choosing the right coach matters, because not every coach is going to be the right coach for you. As a high performer, you don't want to waste time or money on a coaching relationship that doesn't deliver. The right coach will accelerate your growth, but the wrong fit, that can actually slow you down. It happens when a coach focuses on the wrong priorities, keeps the conversation too generic instead of digging into what really matters, or fails to challenge you at the depth you really need. The wrong coach can unfortunately create frustration, second guessing, or even missed opportunities. So instead of gaining the clarity and momentum you wanted, you leave your coaching calls without meaningful progress. Choosing wisely and preparing yourself to get the most out of coaching is critical if you want real results. It's important to be intentional about how you choose a coach. Just like you'd interview multiple candidates for an important hire, you should interview multiple coaches so you can compare their styles and approaches before you commit. Before you start interviewing coaches, I recommend you get clear on what you want from the coaching relationship, both in terms of style and structure. On the style side, some coaches rely on a pure coaching model built on the idea that you already have the answers within you, and their role is to ask powerful questions that help you discover those answers. For some people, that's exactly what they need. Other times, you may want a coach who shares from their own experience. When I hired my second coach, I wasn't looking for deep questions. I wanted experience shares. I wanted to learn from someone who had already built a coaching practice, and I valued her perspective on how she did it. And my current coach, she happens to blend the approaches. She asks great questions, brings new ideas to our conversations, and comes prepared with a plan for how we can spend our time together. That combination creates space for both reflection and practical direction. On the structure side, think about how often you'd benefit from having coaching conversations to stay accountable and keep making progress. Do you want ongoing access to your coach outside of the sessions? And if so, is that included or an additional charge? Do you prefer a defined package or an ongoing engagement? Many of my high-performing clients meet with me twice a month, and that cadence tends to strike the right balance. It's enough accountability to keep progress moving while giving space in between our sessions to implement the ideas that we talked about. In more demanding seasons, this rhythm happens to be even more valuable because it prevents leaders from getting reactive and helps them focus on the bigger picture. For some, a weekly cadence might make sense for extreme accountability. And for others, a monthly rhythm works when their goals are less complex. But I have found that for most high performers, twice a month provides the right mix of consistency and momentum. The key is clarity. Understanding both the style and structure that work best for you will make it easier to recognize the right fit. And if you're not sure, you can start by asking yourself, what's my biggest challenge right now, and what kind of support would help me overcome it? Do I want someone who mostly asks powerful questions and helps me think differently? Or do I want someone who shares experiences or examples from their own journey? Do I want someone who brings frameworks, strategies, and direct suggestions? Or do I want a blend of all these approaches? Getting clear on these answers before you interview coaches will help you ask better questions and quickly recognize the right fit. Most coaches offer an introductory call where you can assess style and fit. So I recommend you take advantage of those calls so you're able to interview more than one coach. When you're on those calls, ask yourself, do they truly listen? Do they hear me? And do they understand what I'm trying to accomplish? Do they ask questions and make me think differently? And does their energy and approach resonate with me? Most importantly, pay attention to how you feel. Will you be energized and excited to see this coach's name on the calendar? Will you feel some level of responsibility to follow through because you wouldn't want to show up and say you didn't do what you committed to? The right coach will give you both comfort and challenge, someone you trust and respect, but also don't want to let down. You can find coaches to interview by asking other business owners and leaders who they've worked with and what they liked about the experience. When I hired my first coach, I explored a few options. I spoke with someone I found on Instagram, someone I knew through networking, and a coach others in my company were using. Each conversation gave me a different perspective. With one coach, I struggled to see how her approach would translate into practical results. With another, she seemed distracted and not focused on our introductory call. But when I spoke with the coach others in my company were using, I felt a sense of clarity and even relief. There was already a level of trust because of the referral, and when I talked with her, it was clear she could help me move forward. That's what you're looking for when you interview coaches: clarity, connection, and confidence that this is the right person to help you grow. Once you've found the right coach, remember that coaching is a partnership. You don't get results just by hiring a coach and putting the sessions on your calendar. Results come from how you engage, showing up and doing the work and taking the action between the calls. Strong engagement means more than just attending the sessions. It's about coming prepared to the conversation. That doesn't mean hours of prep work, but it does mean taking a few minutes to jot down issues that have come up, ideas you've had, or updates since your last session. That way, the conversation stays grounded in the reality of your business, because even with the best plans, things change quickly, and your coach can only work with what you share. Good engagement also means giving feedback. If something isn't working, say so. The most effective coaching partnerships evolve, and many coaches can adjust their approach if you let them know what you need. Too often, people simply give up on coaching or pull back when they feel overwhelmed, when the real opportunity is to have a conversation and reset. So to prepare to show up consistently, you need to protect your coaching time on your calendar. And yes, it feels tempting in very busy seasons to stop coaching. But one of the things I found that has worked for me in demanding seasons is to adjust our approach to coaching. We don't take it off the calendar altogether, but we might do check-ins instead of working on new strategic projects. Or another idea you could have is to see if your coach is open to meeting with someone on your team. So it's about having that conversation and being open and honest with your coach and seeing if there are ways to adjust. You also need to prepare to take action between sessions. The clients who get the best results are the ones who show up prepared to do the work, not just in the sessions, but in the weeks in between the sessions. It's important to remember to stay open to growth. Even with the right coach, progress won't always feel comfortable. You'll be asked to think bigger, face tough truths, and take steps that stretch you. The clients who benefit most are the ones who stay open to feedback, open to trying new approaches, open to the possibility that they're capable of more than they originally believed. Choosing the right coach is about more than credentials. It's about fit, finding someone who matches your goals, your style, and the way you want to be supported. And preparing for coaching means committing to show up, take action, and stay open to growth. And if you've been listening to Elite Achievement for a while, you may already feel a sense of trust with me, just like I did when I chose my first coach through a referral. And if that's the case and you're ready for coaching, I'd love to talk about how one-on-one coaching can help you maximize your potential and accelerate your growth. Check out the show notes to learn more. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight inspired you, I'd love for you to leave a review and let me know what stood out. And be sure to follow Elite Achievement so you never miss an episode. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.